Hey, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr., and we are talking about asset allocation today. It's going to be a great show helping you understand, you know, your retirement plans and where you should be putting them and stuff like that. And I don't know if you have anyone helping you with your money, but if you had an investment advisor like me, financial advisor like me, do you think you'd do a little better? You've been listening for a while. You might think that. Well, if you would like help, I have people that I've trained personally that we work with to help people. I've been doing this for 35 years. So visit RoyMatlockJr.com or call 615-843-2999 and set up a time for a free consultation. Maybe it's just a 15-minute phone call to start and get on the road to financial independence. So as we left the break, we were talking about the spectrum of investing, and we talked about money market accounts, and now we're going to talk about bonds. So what is a bond? So the first thing is you've heard of savings bonds or government bonds, and that's when the U.S. government, or in many cases, you can get foreign bonds where you would loan money at $1,000. You'd loan $1,000, and you get a rate of return on that money. And then at the end of the term of the bond, you would get your money back. And so what happens is bonds are, let's say you get a government bond and they say, well, it's backed by the U.S. government and we're going to give you 1.5%. All right. So that means that $1,000, you would get a $15 yearly interest, and then you would get the $1,000 back at the time if you bought a bond, okay, like that. If you buy a savings bond, you know, you buy them at a discount and you get the money back. But at the end of the day, that's how that works. A municipal bond is where you go and the city of Nashville says we want to expand a transit system or something like that. And we're gonna do bonds, and they'll be tax-free bonds, municipal bonds. So the interest on it is tax-free. It's backed up by the city. And as long as the city is solvent, you will be able to get a return of the money you put in there along with interest that's tax-free. We can go to corporate bonds. That's where Exxon and Procter & Gamble, they want to borrow money, and they're what's called a high-quality, you know, bond, corporate bond. And what they do is they borrow money, and then they take that money and they reinvest it into, you know, new buildings and equipment or whatever it may be. And then the bond is backed up by those companies. And you say, well, hey, Exxon's never going out of business, so I'll do that because I can get a better return than just taking it to the bank. You can go to what's called a high-yield bond. A high-yield bond is called a junk bond. And a lot of people, oh, junk bond, I don't know about that. Well, a junk bond is a bond that's issued by a company, okay, that's not a rated company. It's a lesser credit rating. And in many cases, though, junk bonds are traded, all right? And they trade because what happens is, you know, the company had some problems, and people say, man, I'm going to lose my $1,000, so I'll sell this thing right now at a discount. And then you've got, you know, mutual fund companies that say, hey, let's research. I think their balance sheet's better than it's being looked at, and we can get a discount, so we're going to buy the bond at a discount because we think they're going to end up paying it off, and we're going to get a higher yield. And so high-yield bonds have a place in the portfolio if you're in bonds. We go to a balance fund. A balance fund would be something where you have part bonds and part stocks. That's what they call it, balanced. All right. And then we go into the stocks. Stocks is ownership. That means that you would own stock in a company. You could have a growth and income type stock. That would be something that pays quarterly dividends, generally a big company. Then we have a growth fund. That would be the Googles and stuff like that, and Starbucks, and they're out there, you know, expanding their business and stuff like that, and they're not paying dividends, or if they do, they're very minimal. Then we go outside the U.S. to international funds, and they would invest in stocks outside of the U.S. A global fund would invest in the U.S. and abroad. And then we have the final, we have the aggressive growth funds. Now, I know I talked about, gave a lot of information there, but this will allow you when you're looking at your 401k or any of your retirement plans, you say, well, I need to have this allocated in a way that will allow me to feel good about what I'm doing, not be scared to death. You know, people right now, they're like, what's the stock market going to do? I'm like, I don't know what the stock market's going to do. I've never known what the stock market was going to do in the short. Here's what I do know. I do know that if you have your money properly allocated to where your risk is at a level that you're okay with, then you don't have to worry about anything, because what we do is we go and meet with people, and we through that meeting, we find out a little bit about their risk tolerance. Now, how do I go about doing that? Well, there's a lot of things that go into it. Okay, first thing I do is I start looking at, you know, what have they done in the past? All right, if you show up and all of your money's been in the bank and you've been doing that for years when interest rates are at an all-time low, then I automatically know that you tend to be very concerned about risk. So I'm going to be in making recommendations to someone like that. I'm probably going to be a little bit more on the conservative side, but I'm going to get it above the bank. So I'll give you an example. I had a client that came in, and they were sitting on the sidelines. And we've had this market that has just been, you know, rocking, I mean, in the last 12 months. And it's very typical what happened on any time there's a market drop of 20% or more. Historically, the next year, the return is up over 50%. And it was no different than what's been happening right now. And so this person's on the sideline. And I was like, you know, you really don't need to be on the sideline. So we started looking at alternatives to the bank. So the basis of the investment to begin with was, what can we do to beat the bank? All right. And so in beating the bank, one of the recommendations, which I'm not a big believer in, and as a matter of fact, I told this person, I said, you know, I wouldn't buy this myself, but then again, I wouldn't be having all my money sitting in the bank. So we looked at what was called a fixed indexed annuity. And you hear these things promoted all the time. Don't look at a fixed index annuity as some big growth model that's going to change the world. The idea behind a fixed indexed annuity is that it's got a guarantee of principal based on the insurance company, and then it has a percentage of the upside. So you never lose your money, and you can get a percentage or a spread of the upside, and it can be compared against different indexes and stuff like that. So if I'm meeting with somebody and they're in the bank and they've been in the bank forever, I'm going to try to educate them and say, look, you know, there's a lot more to risk than just losing principal. You know, we have to worry about right now. I mean, look at the gas pump. If you've been, if you had your money in a fixed account right now, we tell people it's called a guaranteed loss. So what happens is it's guaranteed, but you're losing purchasing power just because of inflation. So, and then if you take your taxes out of it, on top of that, if the money's just sitting there, there's no tax benefits to it, unless it's in a retirement account, you're not only having to pay taxes, you're getting beat up on the inflation, and then you're sitting there and you're like, hang on a second, this is not working, all right? I can't, you know, but my money's safe, right? Well, it's only safe against market risk. So we have a lot of different risk involved. So what we're going to continue to do is talk about how to move yourself into a position to where risk is no longer the worry, because you got it allocated correctly. So, yeah, you know what? If I sold my house right now, okay, it's worth way more than it was because the real estate market's up. But the real estate market could go down. But here's the deal. You don't even know because you're not out there getting your house appraised every day or every week, whereas the markets are like that. So people start worrying about it. There's been times, and I tell people this, so what do you do when the real estate market's down? You just don't sell your house. I mean, that's pretty simple, right? Well, what happens is when the market goes down, which it will, you just want to make sure that you're allocated properly. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue just talking about allocation, diversification. You know, we've got a couple more segments continue on this. I hope you're enjoying the show. I would encourage you to go to roymatlockjr.com and check out the podcast. It's right there. You can also get it on any of your podcasts or call 615-843-2999 if you'd like to do a quick phone call. We'll be right back.